who have joined the call, just use the chat feature of the raise your hand icon if you have questions for the coaches today. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richland Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your guys. The winning streak is now at 3 after a 33-10 win at North Carolina A&T on Saturday. What did you like about the way your guys played?
It was a crazy game. One offensive touchdown in the whole game. They had a kick return for a touchdown. We blocked a punt for a touchdown. We had two pick sixes. Two muff punts, one by them, one by us, that were recovered by the opposite team. It was a pretty nutty game. A lot of credit to our defense. Played pretty well offensively. We lose some possessions based on the pick sixes and the block punt. It doesn't look great, but, we got to finish blocks. We got to finish plays. We got to get a little bit better execution offensively. But, again, it was a strange day, weird day, frustrating day in some regards, but, proud of our guys. And, every week you go in and you just don't know how the game's going to unfold. This one was completely different, probably more different than I've ever been involved with in my career.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. Coach Huseman, could you look back perhaps at those games against Hampton and Morgan State, given the success the Spiders have had since then, and sort of explain how those happened when you've played so well otherwise? Thank you.
Well, I'll start by saying we're not looking back. We're looking forward, and we're looking to Campbell this week, and that's the only thing that's important right now. When the season's over, we'll go back and assess the whole season, but right now we're not looking backwards. We're looking forward.
As long as you're talking about Campbell, I wonder if you could share your thoughts about their quarterback, who's very effective in several ways and will be a handful, I imagine, for the Spiders come Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good. True dual threat guy. They want to throw the ball with him, but he's the kind of guy that's very dangerous with his legs. We got to do a great job of caging him in there. Can't let him get out. He does a really nice job too when he gets out to keep his eyes downfield. Sometimes when you got a guy that's just a runner, they get out of the pocket and they take off. But when you got a thrower back there like he is, they always escape and they'll try to find somebody down the field. We got to really plaster on wideouts at that point in time. And, he's looking to throw, but he can run the football. I anticipate some zone read stuff with hitting the ball in his hands. That's hurt us a little bit this year. And obviously, pass rush lanes are going to have to be huge for us. And, they do a great job in the passing game. And the big reason why is because of him.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, you touched on the effort of your defense Saturday. You hold A&T to 145 yards, and about a third of that was just on the one big play where the quarterback got loose for 50 yards on you. What were you able to do so effectively, not only to shut down their run game, but both of those six pick sixes came after pretty good pressure by your guys up front?
We actually did do a nice job. We fit gaps really well. In a quarterback draw right for the half, they blocked it up incredibly well. Had us in coverage, and he took that thing right down the middle of the field. I was a little frustrated at halftime with that one. But for the most part, we fit gaps really well. We were in the right position. There weren't coverage busts. We didn't leave people free during the course of the game. And, when they had to throw the ball, we got a good enough pass rush on him, even though we were really more concerned about not as much the pass rush, but the fact of what he could do with his legs if he got out of the pocket. And you know, where we wanted him to exit the pocket. So our guys did a really good job with that. That was a point of emphasis, just to not let him get out. So proud of our defensive effort. You know, A&T was down a few players. I know they had a couple linemen that didn't play that are really good players against us. And, you know, they're one really good back. I didn't practice much. He didn't get to play much in the game. So, you know, they were a little down. And, you know, I think Vince is doing a really good job with those guys and building a culture there. But, you know, we were healthy. I don't think they were. And it made a big difference in the game.
Got a follow-up question from John. Go ahead, John.
No, thank you, Rob. Coach Huseman, you mentioned Vincent down at North Carolina A&T. This being homecoming weekend, I wonder if you might reflect on that staff, or maybe a few of those staffs that Dave Clawson had at Richmond, and some of the guys who were on that staff, those staffs, including Mike Elko, Latrell Scott, Byron Thweet. These are all guys who went on to become head college coaches. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of them on that staff. You know, the other one, Charles Bankins, was on that staff. He's a tremendous coach. But you know, Vince wasn't there with Dave. Obviously, he was there with Mike. You know, but going back to Dave's time, obviously, Mike Elko, he's one of the best and smartest coaches that I've ever been around. I don't even think it's close. As sharp as you could ever imagine. The other guy, Patrick Graham, he's in the NFL. He's been an NFL defensive coordinator. I can't remember who he's with right now. Jay Bateman was on that staff, and he's gone on to do some really good things. Obviously, Wayne Lindenberg, you know, and I'm sure I'm missing some guys there, but, you know, he had a tremendous staff. But Mike had a tremendous staff, too, there. You know, he had some really good coaches for the championship season there. So, you know, it was a good group. And, you know, I'm happy for Vince. Vince is an excellent football coach and a tremendous person. Great guy to be around every day when he was here. And so proud that he's getting this opportunity.
Thank you, Coach.
Russ, one of the big plays there in the first half was the block punt by Trey Mancuso that Quinterius Jeffries was able to pick up and take in for a touchdown. Was that something that just talk about that play? And was that something you thought you might be able to get as the week, as your week of preparation happened?
Yeah, we thought we would get it. It's nice when you can practice something, you know, feel good about it. We actually didn't think we would get it on that half. We thought it had to be on the other hash, but we called the block anyway. And, you know, they didn't, we knew we had one guy that could come free. We weren't sure if he could get there or not. And sure enough, Trey came free and got the block, and then Quinterius Jeffries picked it up and scored. But yeah, we had practiced that and kind of felt like we could get somebody free.
Before I let you go, you touched on the quarterback at Campbell, but that's a team that is new to the league, off to a 3-0 start in the conference. You're at 4-1 now. Just talk about the magnitude of this game, and again, what you feel like Campbell has brought to the league and brings to the game on Saturday.
They look like a CAA team, no question. They're huge up front. I think they got 2 7th-year senior offensive linemen. He's accumulated some extremely talented players. It looks like they're staying pretty healthy. Seems like, you know, and that's obviously key in FCS football is the health. You know, you lose a good player or two and it makes a big difference, but he's got a talented football team. They're well coached in all three phases. So, you know, it's going to be a huge challenge, and I think they're one of the better teams in the league, and you know, they had a tough start against William Mary, but they played good. But, you know, William Mary played better than them first game of the year, so you know, we got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to play extremely well, you know, if we expect to win this game.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, Rob. See you.
All right. Thank you.